2. The Law of the Category. If you can't be first in a category, set up a new category you can be first in. What's the name of the third person to fly the Atlantic Ocean solo? If you didn't know that Bert Hinkler was the second person to fly the Atlantic, you might figure you had no chance at all to know the name of the third person. But you do. It's Amelia Earhart. Now, is Amelia known as the third person to fly the Atlantic Ocean solo, or as the first woman to do so? After Heineken became a big success, the people at Anheuser-Busch could have said, "We should bring in an imported beer, too." But they didn't. Instead, they said, "If there's a market for a high-priced imported beer, maybe there's a market for a high-priced domestic beer." And so they started to promote Michelob, the first high-priced domestic beer, which today outsells Heineken 2-1. Actually, Anheuser-Busch also brought in an imported beer, Carlsberg, which has a very good reputation in Europe. In the United States, however, the Me Too Carlsberg never went anywhere. Miller Lite was the first domestic light. It took an importer 5 years to say, "If there's a market for a domestic light beer, maybe there's a market for an imported light beer." The result was Amstel Light, which became the largest-selling imported light beer. If you didn't get into the prospect's mind first, don't give up hope. Find a new category you can be first in. It's not as difficult as you might think. After IBM became a big success in computers, everybody and his brother jumped into the field. Burroughs, Control Data, General Electric, Honeywell, NCR, RCA, Sperry. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, they were called. Which dwarf grew up to become a worldwide powerhouse with 126,000 employees and sales of $14 billion, a company often dubbed the second largest computer company in the world? None of them. The most successful computer company of the 70s and 80s, next to IBM, was Digital Equipment Corporation. IBM was first in computers. DEC was first in mini computers. Many other computer companies and their entrepreneurial owners became rich and famous.